Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Frenchy Ahalt. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bob Bokin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe Chamberlain. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Majeski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The second baseman, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Benton. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Al Benton. And now, play ball. Frenchy Ahalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ahalt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ahalt for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Haas reaches second base with a double. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura takes first base on ball four. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bokin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bokin hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball four. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kramer moves to third. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to home to get Kramer. Wurstler moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes strikes out. One out. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball four. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Higgins moves to second. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a line drive into right field. Buchholz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frenchy Uhalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhalt is 0 for 1 in the game. Uhalt takes first base on ball 4. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards right. Coleman fields it and throws to second to catch Uhalt for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman who is chasing the ball. Bonura reaches third base with a triple. Haas goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bonura scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0 for 1 in the game. Boken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Boken moves to second. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Benton. Simmons scores. Boken moves to third. Dykes moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain is 0 for 1 in the game. Chamberlain strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Lyons. Johnson scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. McNair moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNair scores. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Higgins. The throw from Majeski and he is out, Boken applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Majeski moves to second. One out. Frenchie Uhalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhalt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Uhalt takes first base on ball 4. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Majeski scores. There goes Uhalt trying to get to third. Kramer throws the ball into Higgins, who tags Uhalt for the out. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Haas moves to second. Joe Cascarella now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cascarella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cascarella strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain is 0-for-2 in the game. Chamberlain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cascarella fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wurstler takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frenchie Ahalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ahalt is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Ahalt bunts towards the mound. Cascarella fields it and throws to first for the out. Lyons moves to second. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lyons moves to third. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and two walks. He's got one RBI. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lyons scores. Bonura moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Coleman moves to second. Lou Finney pinch hits for Charlie Berry. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Coleman moves to third. Higgins moves to second. One out. Bing Miller pinch hits for Joe Cascarella. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball towards right. Ahalt catches it and throws to home to double up Coleman. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frankie Hayes now catching. Bob Klein now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chamberlain strikes out. Two outs. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wurstler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Wurstler moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Chamberlain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Lyons reaches second base with a double. Frenchy Uhalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhalt is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Uhalt hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Lyons moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Haas bunts towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Wurstler covering, for the out. Uhalt moves to second. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and three walks. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Boken hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-3, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNair moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Markham pinch hits for Bob Klein. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Mahaffey now pitching. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Chamberlain hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Majeski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of a halt. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Wurstler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer scores. It's 9-4, White Sox. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wurstler moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wurstler scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 9-5, White Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 9-6, White Sox. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of a halt. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Coleman goes all the way around to score. It's 9-7 White Sox. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 7. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.